everybody. Anthony Wade here, and welcome to another episode of the Lead 360 podcast. If you're listening to this on your podcast platform, or if you're watching this on YouTube, click the subscribe button so we can stay connected. And if you haven't followed me yet, follow me on Instagram at Anthony Wade Official, where I post kind of day-to-day content of what I'm up to, I answer our messages on there, and really interact. And I'd love to connect with you over there. So if you haven't yet, follow me there on Instagram at Anthony Wade Official. And today, what I want to share with you is a question that I was asked by an audience member that I was speaking to. And the question was simply this: how do I keep going when things get hard? And I got to thinking about this, and I want to tell you that life isn't made to be easy. Like, how boring would life be if it was just easy, if this everything was given to us and we didn't have to work or try or learn or fail and try to figure out how to move forward? Like, that's what makes you and I who we are. Our life and where we are today is a culmination of the success, the struggle, the failure, the fortitude, the forward progress that we make every day. But unfortunately, many people wish that life were easy. And I think there was a quote that was once said, don't wish it were easy, wish you were better. And when we look at an easy life, right, if life is easy, anytime that thing has been easy in my life, that's where I find myself falling victim to complacency. And think about it, you know, whenever we look at our problems, you and I, no matter what level you're at right now, will always have problems. Problems doesn't pick and choose the paycheck you make, the position that you hold, the title or the cars you drive. Problems show up in everybody's life. So then the difference is how we choose to deal with those problems. And here's the thing, many people allow life to break them. And then there are those that allow the problems to make them. You see, people that succeed allow problems to make them better, not bitter. They allow them to make them resilient instead of full of regret. And as a matter of fact, it allows you to become resourceful and not full of regret. And the last one is, problems allow us to become callous, but not hardened. You see, in today's world, it's okay to have a callous mind, but you cannot have a hardened heart. When we have our heart hardened by the adversity and the traumas and all the problems and all the obstacles that we face, then we lose sight of what's important. And most importantly, we forget how to love other people, and most importantly, love ourselves. And when we have a hardened heart, we look at everybody as the problem instead of looking inside of us and saying, I'm the problem and I'm the solution. And, you know, when I was a young E1 20 years ago, I remember going to our A school. Now, this is where the military sends us to get our job that we're going to be working in our career in the military. And we just graduated, and it was me and a group of guys, and we were looking to celebrate our achievement, right? It was a big milestone. We passed A school, and we were going to go out and get dinner. And it was a place called On the Border, a little Mexican spot. And what happened was, the guys that I was with, they were 21 and over. I was only 18. They decided to grab drinks, and they bought me one. And it was the little Corona that's poured into the margarita, you know, the really good drinks. Only problem was, I was underage. And when we got back to the base, the gate guard breathalyzed the driver, and he got a DUI, driving under the influence. So what do? They pulled everybody out of the car, and they breathalyzed all of us. And the next day, we were standing in front of the man. And in that moment, I can't tell you how much I felt like a failure. You know, just a few months earlier than that, I was living on a friend's couch, and I was basically bouncing from house to house, kind of homeless, if you will, not really having any direction in life. And the military was a second chance at life for me, because I didn't have money to go to college. I didn't have a good home life, and the military was my only way out of the problems that I was facing. And now I found myself in another predicament. And I remember going in front of the man and stating my case and getting my punishment. And that was the least of my worries. The biggest problem was when I came back to headquarters, and my leadership were telling me how big of a piece of crap I was, how much I screwed up, that I just ruined my career, that I'll never make it, and that, you know, my career is over before it even began. And I remember, listening to him, and it made me feel worthless. And what they were doing was validating that little voice inside that says, you are nobody. You're just like your father. You're a loser. You have nothing going for you. You'll never be nobody. You'll never do anything with your life. And you see, I just listened to them break me down after I was already a broken kid coming in the military. So when they were telling me these things, they were breaking me down even more. And it was, such a crappy feeling. And then I went to go see the senior enlisted leader. Now, this is the top dog in the enlisted community. And when I walked into his office, I was kind of like a dog with the tail between my legs, walking in there, walk of shame. And he said, Mr. Waite, here's the deal. Everybody drinks. You just got caught. And he said, you can allow this to do one of two things. You can allow this to break you, or you can allow this to make you. You get to decide. And I remember looking at him and thinking, wow, what he's saying is that there's an opportunity here to learn from this mistake, to learn from this problem. And although it felt like I was between a rock and a hard place, oftentimes when we find ourselves in a position where life is hard, where things are hard, we have an opportunity to make a decision. Will it make us or will it break us? And in that moment, I allowed it to make me. And, one of the things that I realized was that I can't continue to play this victim card. When I assume the victim mentality, I blame my parents. I blame my upbringing. I blame my situation or my circumstances. And Viktor Frankl says in the book, Man's Search for Meaning, when we are unable to change our circumstances or our situation, we are forced to change ourselves. And in that moment, I realized I need to start changing myself. Just because I ran off to the military doesn't mean that things are going to be better. And this was a case in point, because before that, I was in a rough place. And here I am in the military, changed my situation, and I'm back in a rough place. So the problem was me. And guess what? If I'm the problem, then I'm the solution. And so I used it as a chip on my shoulder. And, I think about all those people who told me how big of a piece of shit I was and how much I screwed up. And I used that as fuel to fire my ambition to go out there and prove them wrong. You see, for most of my life, I was proving people right. Every time I got in trouble, my mom would say, you're just like your dad. And when I look back on my life, she was right. Like, I was being just like him, stupid, making dumb decisions. My dad, if you don't know, is a drug addict who continues to make bad decisions even today. And why is that? Because he plays the victim mentality. He hasn't taken ownership of his self. And as I used that as fuel and as a chip on my shoulder, that's when I started picking up rank really fast. I promoted fast. In fact, I went back to that place for advanced school, and I was the same rank now as some of those guys who told me I would never amount to anything. And then fast forward to a few years later, I would get commissioned as a naval officer, and I would be going down the hallway in San Diego, California, Balboa Hospital, and I would run into Master Chief Berg, who is now retired, the same guy that told me this can make me or break me. And he saw me as a brand new ensign, and he said, wow, sir. He's like, I remember you. And I was like, yeah, Master Chief, you told me that situation that day could make me or break me, and I let it make me into who I am today. And I appreciate that talk. This was 12 years later. And it was so cool for him to see me use that as an opportunity and how I allowed it to make me into a leader. And so no matter where you are right now, no matter where you are today, no matter what problems you may face, because they will come, you got to ask yourself, will it make me or will I allow it to break me? And unfortunately, most people allow life to break them. They allow things that are hard, that they perceive to be hard, break them instead of getting hard and hardening themselves to take it on head first and get over that obstacle. You see, one of the things that I believe we have to do is flip this switch from victim to victorious. And how do we do this? I'm going to give you three things to help you overcome this life when it gets hard, okay? Number one is you got to own your shit, right? Take responsibility for your life. You see, for a long time, I didn't take responsibility. I would say it's not my fault. And I would play the victim mentality. Well, here's the deal. It may not have been your fault, but it's always your responsibility. And you have to take responsibility for your actions and also ownership for your thoughts and your beliefs. You have to ask yourself, do they serve me or are they stopping me from becoming who I'm called to be? You see, we allow these negative thoughts to run rampant in our head, and we allow them to dictate how we show up. I was going to go to the gym today, but I didn't feel like it. Oh, I was going to go for a run, but it's too hot. I was going to spend time with my kids, but I had to work. You see, and all these little lies, these little broken promises, they take a hit on our character. And I want you to understand that whenever you start keeping the commitments to yourself, you start valuing yourself, you start trusting yourself, and you start believing in yourself. But if you don't keep the promises to yourself, then you're basically lying to yourself. And if I was to ask you, would you believe a liar? And you would probably say no. And I would say, do you trust a liar? And you would probably say no. So it's a wonder why you don't believe in yourself, and it's a wonder why you don't trust yourself, because you continue to lie to yourself. You continue to tell yourself you're going to do something and you don't do it. Why? Because you allow the little thoughts and the little beliefs that are planted in your brain to stop you and convince you that you're not good enough, that you don't have what it takes. And maybe you don't, but does that mean you can't get better? Absolutely not. It means that you can go to work, put in the reps, and get the results. So number one is you got to own your shit. You got to take inventory of all the things that you believe, all the things that you've thought up to this point, the self-image, the things, the way that you see yourself, and ask yourself, is this the right thing? Do I see myself in His image and God's image and the person that I'm created to be? Or am I looking at the image of that broken little kid or that broken person who went through this divorce, who went through this adversity, who went through this challenge, who's broken by the way of life? And you flip the script and say, no longer will I be a victim of my circumstances. I will be victorious. And even though I can't change my circumstance or my situation, I can change myself. And through changing myself, I can alter the trajectory of my circumstances and my situation. And here's the thing, it won't happen overnight, but it will happen over time. And so you have to get very clear on what is it that you're allowing to stop you? What are you allowing yourself to believe that isn't true? The next one is you got to keep the promises you make to yourself. That day, you know, I made a promise to never be like my father. Whenever he said, you can let this make you or break you, I remember all those people who doubted me, all those people who said that I would never be anything. I remember that little voice my mom used to say when I got in trouble, you're just like your father. And I made the promise to myself that I would never be like him. And I also made a promise to never allow anyone to validate that victim mentality, because it never goes away. I still have it. It's still there. It never goes away. And just like for you, the negative thoughts and negative self-talk will never go away. So therefore, you have to figure out how to dominate it. But here's the thing. You can't defeat what you can't define. So you have to define it. You have to recognize it. And whenever you recognize it and you define it, then you can defeat it. But most people aren't even aware of it, because it's their normal, it's their comfort, it's their place of residence. Sometimes you got to pack your bags and move out of there. And so, how we do this, right? How we keep the promises we make to ourselves? You start small but believe big. So it might be tomorrow I'm just going to go for a walk, and then it becomes I'm going to go for a run, and then it might be I'm going to run a marathon, or maybe I'm just going to cut out alcohol, and then I'm going to start eating good. I'm going to cut out sugars. I'm going to stop going out to eat. You see, you start small but believe big. Remember, base hits win the game. It's not the grand slams that everybody tried to show on social media or the highlight reel. Every day, just get a vote for who you're becoming. And when you get a vote, you build proof. And as you build proof, you build belief. And your belief drives your behavior. And that leads me to number three. You got to get clear on your core values and start to commit to living to them every single day. What do you value, and how are you showing the world through your actions, not just your words? Anybody can say they value something, but if I was to take a look at your life and walk around with you for one day, would I be able to tell what you value? Would I be able to look at your core values and say, okay, yeah, he or she values health. Yep, he or she values their family. He or she values people. They value themselves. Like, would I be able to tell by how you show up in the world? You see, consistency builds confidence. And if I was to look at your life and you were to tell me you weren't confident in a certain area, chances are you lack consistency. And so this consistency builds confidence. And that is something I learned from lacking confidence for most of my life. You know, I wasn't ever a very confident person. And it wasn't until I started keeping the commitments that I made to myself and started coming up with my core values and saying the hell with everybody else, to screw what people think. I'm going to start looking within me and figuring out what I value in this life and what I want to create. And then I'm going to get to work creating it. And whoever comes with me on this journey, great. Whoever doesn't, they can kiss my ass. I'm not dragging baggage with me. No longer will I carry this baggage through my life. And this baggage can come in the form of thoughts, beliefs, habits, family members, friends, people that were once in your life for a reason or a season, but they shouldn't have been there for a lifetime. You see, you're going to have to let go of baggage. And the only way that you're going to be able to commit to living your core values out daily is by being true to yourself. And here's the thing, you're going to find out who your friends are really quick. And through consistent action and discipline, I was able to build the confidence. And here's the thing about discipline. It's giving yourself a command and following through with it, regardless of how you feel. There's days where I don't feel like doing something. There's days where I don't feel like working out. There's days where I don't feel like being motivational or inspirational. But you know what? Feelings aren't facts. The fact is I committed to doing that. I committed to people that I lead and those I love. And if I can't do it for myself, then I got to do it for them. And once you start stacking these votes, right? So every day you keep the promises, you get a vote for who you're becoming. Or if you don't, you get a vote for who you once were. And we're not here to live in the past. We're here to move forward with focus and with confidence. And when you get a vote for who you're becoming, you build proof. And that proof builds belief. Your belief drives your behavior. And, you know, I look at it as this. If someone would have told me a long time ago that I was worthless or that I was a loser, then I would have believed it. They would have made me feel some type of way because it was true. But if they were to tell me that today, I dare somebody to tell me that today, I would laugh in their face. Why? Because there's no proof. I've created myself into a person of value by serving other people. And here's a hack, a life hack if you want. If you ever feel like, you know, you're feeling down or depressed or a loser or you're worthless, go serve somebody, go help somebody. It takes nothing to help somebody. And as you continue to help people, you start really showing your value, and that increases your self-value, your self-worth, and it starts to change your self-image. And once I realized this, I live in a life that's of service. I've been in the military now for 20 years. I'm in healthcare as a nurse of all things, and a speaker, coach, and trainer, and I speak to people all over the world. And that's just a reminder that I was never worthless. I was never a person that lacked value. It was always within me. I just had to go find it and then have the courage to share it with the world. This wouldn't have ever started had I not built the courage and the confidence through consistent action. You see, so you have to get started and build that track record. Remember, you will never be criticized by somebody who's doing better than you. And if someone says something that makes you feel some type of way, chances are it's true. That just means you have a lot of work to do. That's it. So commit to the work, commit to putting in the reps, and you will get the results. That's how you move forward when life gets hard.